The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's The Daily Dish.
Well, just like when Cookie Monster got his cookies taken away and switched over to vegetables, things in our community and social life and just what's going on in the world, they change things on a lot of the shows that we watch as children. And Elmer Fudd, the next person to have some changes with his usual character, well, his gun license has now been revoked. Yeah, that's what he does. He's a hunter.
I thought I saw
a wabbit. Well, he, and along with the showrunners, they've updated the Looney Tunes show in saying that he won't be allowed to have a rifle in new episodes that they're having on HBO Max. Now, according to Deadline, Elmer Fudd will still be hunting, but he will use a scythe, which I don't know, even know what a scythe is. What a hunter is, maybe that's a bow and arrow or that's something else. But that's okay. A modification in response to the U.S. gun violence that's happening all the time. And he says, we're not doing guns, but we can do cartoony violence like TNT and the Acme stuff like that. So that stuff won't go away, but the guns, no more Elmer Fudd gun. So there you go.
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy because I was just looking at when Looney Tunes first began, and it was in 1930. So big changes have occurred since then, and I can't believe they've almost reached 100 years with Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
But speaking of another show that has been running for a long time, Jeopardy is running out of new episodes because of the coronavirus. The show will run its last new episode this Friday. Reruns will then begin airing next Monday until it is safe to return to the set and tape some new shows. So I know they were trying to work in advance to really like get a bunch of episodes ready to go, but hey, we've been at this for two and a half months, maybe even more at this point. So yeah, makes sense while they're running out. But hey, reruns of Jeopardy, not a bad thing to watch either.
Yeah, I watched really, really, really old episodes from like the first or second season from back in the like late 70s or early 80s. And
sweet.
Pretty bizarre to see. But more Alex Trebek. As long as I can have more and more Alex Trebek, I'm okay with that. But I feel like a lot of shows are going to deal with this same problem when it comes to taping. But we'll see what ends up happening. But that's the Daily Dish for today.